good. That's the Poppies on Radio Cracker. 10 to 8 when we have the news. And in the meantime, another new one. This is Dream. One called Unforgiven.
I believe I forgive all for what we've done. Broadcasting to Europe on the Astra satellite, this is Radio Cracker News.
Cracker News at 8 o'clock. I'm not Andrew Flowerday. Good evening. A young offender has been arrested again just 3 days after returning from a £7,000 character-building African tour at the expense of the taxpayer. The 17-year-old youth arrived home in Gloucester on Christmas Eve, but was arrested for an alleged drink-drive offence in the city. The African trip with a social worker, which took in the Nile and the pyramids, was designed to make the youth see the error of his ways. He has enraged former education minister and headmaster Sir Rhodes Boyson.
The whole idea of punishment is to say, I am not going to do that again. As against what it would appear to be, that if you give people rewards for doing wrong, then everybody else wants to do the same. I mean, it seems to me absolutely psychological nonsense.
A Merseyside man fighting as a soldier in Croatia has been shot dead. 35-year-old David Friel from Liverpool had been living in the war zone since the spring. It's uncertain which side he was fighting for. Rafi Berg reports.
Mystery still surrounds David Friel's exact activities in Croatia. His mother Jean says it's not yet clear whether he was acting as a mercenary or even a UN peacekeeper. She says David was brought up in South Africa and had been a soldier since the age of 18. He started out fighting terrorists in the African bush and later used his special forces parachute training to teach other troops. Mother Jean says her son wasn't political but loved life as a soldier and living on the edge. He'll be cremated in Croatia where authorities have released his body. Rafi Berg, IRN, Liverpool.
A refugee convoy held up for nearly a year in Sarajevo has begun leaving the besieged city. Nearly 1,000 people, mostly women, children and elderly, are being evacuated. A Reuters journalist says 8 buses have just left the Bosnian capital, escorted by UN authorities and Red Cross officials. UN spokesman Ray Wilkinson says it's been a frustrating wait, but for the lucky ones, relief is finally at hand.
After the usual bureaucratic delays of several hours, the convoy is, even as we speak, moving out of the city now, and we're crossing our fingers and anticipating that there will be no further problems, and it will go ahead without any further hitch. Mainly they're elderly people, women and children. The main group of people who are missing, of course, are able-bodied and draft-age men.
A man trapped at the bottom of a crevasse near the South Pole has been given up for dead and a rescue attempt abandoned. The Antarctic explorer taking part in a Norwegian expedition fell through a crack in the ice 2 days ago. And looking at the weather for this evening, the north will have rain showers and sunny intervals later in the afternoon, leaving a cold, clear sky this evening with a maximum temperature of 4 degrees. The south and southeast of England can expect isolated showers with snow or sleet on higher ground, maximum temperatures of 8 degrees Celsius. That's Cracker News at 8:03. The next is at 9 o'clock.
Music, news, and information. Radio Cracker.
Shakespeare's Sister, Your History on Radio Cracker. Andy Burnham with you until 10, and this hour of the programme is brought to you in association with Domino's Pizza in Sutton. What a stonking service they provide. Go down and have some garlic bread and pizzas like we're going to. the Farm Groovy Train, Radio Cracker. And now going back 20 years, Derek and the Dominoes and Layla. Six 425,000, that could have been your request, and the next one could be yours if you ring in. We'll be right back.